Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Good morning, sickos. This is Shagun.
Good morning, Shagun.
Good morning.
All right. Sponsors today, we have the Belleville Meat Market, Texan Roofing, Mainstream Marketing, and the CCA Star Tournament. All right, weather. That forecast didn't really turn out like it was supposed to. I don't know about y'all, but I got kind of hot yesterday. 93 over my way. So that cool front wasn't what we thought it was going to be. Anyway, this morning it's 79 down on the island. It feels like 82 down in G-Town this morning. There's some clouds this morning. They'll give way to generally sunny skies for the afternoon with a high of 86. Winds will be west at 10 to 20. And then for tonight, clear skies, low of 76, winds west-southwest, 10 to 15. And tomorrow, abundant sunshine, high near 85, south at 10 to 15. Naturally, it'll be warmer up here on the high ground, but G-Town, it's always a little bit cooler than we are up this way. But looking at tides for today, we're on a four-tide schedule. We have a high coming up at the Galveston Channel at 4:43 a.m. It's a 1.5. Then we have a low at 10:29 a.m., a 1.1, and a high at 1:59 p.m., a 1.2, and then a low at 9:37 p.m., negative 0.1. So our midday tides are very weak, but early morning and late evening, strong incoming and outgoing. 6:21 a.m. is sunrise, 8:11 p.m. sunset, and our moon phase is 12%. Right now, the buoy offshore, 22 nautical miles east of Galveston. It's 79 degrees out there with a south-southwest wind at 20, gusting to 22. Barometric pressure, 29.93 inches and steady. Eagle Point, it is 77 degrees with 79-degree water, southwest wind 8 to 10. And Morgan's Point, it's 75 degrees with 81-degree water, southwest at 2 to 8 miles per hour. So more west in the wind, so be warm and dry. All right, well, let's go to the Tri-Bay area and check in with the Hammer this morning, see what he's up to. Glenn, good morning. How are you, man?
Doing just fine. Good morning to you, sir. How's everything on your end?
It's all good, buddy. All good.
Good, 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 good.
Good on
man,
this
we had another week of weather. Starting off the week Monday with that northeast, and it felt good, like you said, for a little while. 15 to 20 was running on Monday, and then on Tuesday morning, all heck broke loose with fire in the sky. Tuesday and Wednesday morning, 3:30 a.m. Tuesday, we got creamed with I don't know what kind of how hard the wind and the rain came. I think we got between a half inch and three quarters of an inch. But lots of fire in the sky, buddy. Tuesday and Wednesday morning, it was 4 o'clock in the morning when it rolled through here. Same thing. And again, it was almost to take the paint off the side of the house. The wind was blowing. I don't know. If I had to guess, we had gusts of 40, 50 mile an hour.
You were in a calm zone. Well, up my way, we got 65, maybe 70 mile an hour gust out of that front line Wednesday morning.
That's just a guesstimation. I don't have any way of telling what it was, but we have a palapa, you know, that we had built down at Shave Ice Stand here years ago, and it's took a couple of hurricanes, and you know, it's went through some weather. Well, we're missing a few of the very top pond fronds up there, buddy. We had garbage cans strode everywhere. Let me tell you, it was a scene. Every day's different down here, you know it. But it finally calmed down yesterday. Also Tuesday, after it quit raining and all this stuff, I got a call from the boat mechanic to come. Well, you know, I told him about the gasket on the thermostat housing, and I thought it was kind of corrosive, and let's go ahead and do all that. Well, he broke that apart, and where that whole housing was mounted onto like a manifold, it had some corrosion on there. He put a little 6-foot ladder, let me climb up and look at it. What can I do? I mean, can it be fixed? Oh yeah, it's just another $400 part. We got to order it. And I said, well, what can I do? You know what I mean? You got it in here. You got it took apart, so order it. And they still got it, Captain Mickey, going on 3 weeks now. So, I mean, luckily.
Well, hopefully they get it in, because I'm telling you, man, it's parts for these engines. And, man, I'm hearing stories.
Really
six,
tough.
6, 8, 9 months, you know, just.
Mm-hmm.
I know my buddy over at FCJ, Fernando, ordered an extra $150,000 worth of parts a few months ago, so he'd have a big backup, you know, for what he needed for his people, because it was taking long to get things. So, unfortunately, that's the day and age we're living in now.
It is.
Everything's running behind. World's going crazy. I mean, it's the times we live in at this time.
Boy, oh boy. I mean,
but it's got to get better, because it can't get any worse, man.
It can't get any worse. It can't get any worse. With big old holiday coming up too, man. But anyway,
people
people
really need to put safety first this weekend, because it's going to be a lot of people, you know, doing outdoor recreation. And, man, keep the eyes in the back of your head open too. So
I don't know how you seen my cheat sheet, but I got safety first circled on there, especially Memorial Weekend. And just out of a personal experience, Melinda and I, and it's been 20 years ago or so, and we were coming up behind the house, had a 13'6" Boston Whaler with a little 40 horsepower Ebinrude on the back of it. And we were putting up in here to run my mud minnow traps, and we hit something, we better turn around. This tide's pretty low in here. Let's get out of here. Well, we turned back around, and Melinda was standing on the bow of the boat holding on to a rope, and I wasn't up on a plane. I was just idling. But we hit that same darn object again, and before I knew it, she went over the front of the boat, and I fell down. And by the time I could get up, I was backwards, and I grabbed the throttle, and instead of shutting it down, I gassed it, and the boat ran over. And this happened so quick as you could bat an eye. Here it is, 9:00 in the morning on a Memorial Weekend, and I've done throw my wife over the boat. The boat ran over.
Run over.
she ran over my own wife. Now this is a tough one to tell, buddy. She felt that boat coming over her in that shallow water, and somehow or another pushed away and kicked. And when her feet kicked, the propeller liked to took off the little toe on her right foot, and I liked to took off the little toe on her left foot. Both exact places on both feet, and 100-something stitches inside and out on both feet. All on the way to the hospital, 9:00 in the morning, I flagged down a big old it was a big yacht, a beautiful boat in the Intercoastal Canal. And I frantically waved them down, and these three guys helped me load her onto the boat, and they put her in the air condition. They shipped ashore up to Bridge Harbor, and they had an ambulance waiting. By the time, man, and I had tears streaming down my eyes, and I'm following this big old boat down the Intercoastal. And by the time we pull up to the bank, there was an ambulance waiting on her, and off to the hospital we went. I don't want to see it.
I hadn't heard that in years.
What do you call them now?
Ambulance, but you say ambulance. Oh, it kind of reminds me of a...
It was an ambulance. Anyway, it was a horrible deal. It happened so quick. And like you said, put your head on a swivel. Safety first, man. The U.S. Coast Guard, if you're going to get checked for all your personal stuff or all your safety gear, it's going to be on a holiday weekend. You got the Coast Guard out there that's going to do their part to keep everybody safe and well. And you got the local game wardens also that's going to be looking out to keep everybody safe and well. So make sure you got a life jacket for everybody on the boat. You got all your bells and whistles and our ducks in a row. And I'm telling you, have that kill switch on, and all children under 13 years. I used to think it was 13 years and younger to wear a life jacket while the boat is underway, but it's under 13 years old.
Yeah,
while they're not at anchor and that motor's running, those youngsters need to have that life jacket on. So many people don't know that. And I get the little ones into a little competition. Hey, y'all, now look, you hear me crank that boat. Y'all scurry up there and get those life jackets on. And it works out, but you just gotta prepare everybody and everybody be ready for it. And it's just a horrible thing that happened to me and Melinda, and she still got scars on her feet. We look at them every day and we think of how fast that happened that morning. We didn't have a chance to even think about it, buddy.
Just think if you would have been going fast.
Yes, sir. No, I don't. Oh, man. Oh, and that was a... Yes, sir. So everybody be super safe this weekend. Have a little patience with everybody. You know it's going to be crowded. Melinda and I did all of our shopping during the week, and we're hunkered down right now.
I started treating holiday weekends like New Year's. I just
you bet.
Let the amateurs have it, and the pros stay at home. Just let them have it. And
I'll be willing to give you. That's right. I got all the advice and all the information you need. Just give me a phone. You won't find me out on the water. I'll be high and dry right here at the house doing barbecuing and whatever else I can do. But I hope everybody has a safe one and a great one. And things are looking good down here. So it feels, man, yesterday the sun popped out, and I mean, it got just beautiful out there, Captain Mink. It was sunshiny and nice. The wind was a little light. It wasn't too bad. But our tides are still running low in the afternoon. Like you said, they're weak during the day, and then all of a sudden in the afternoon, they drain.
Yeah.
Where they're gone. So anyway, everything looks good down here. Bait camps are holding bait and all that stuff. So good luck to everybody this weekend. And like I said, it's going to be plenty crowded. You'd think the gas prices and everything would keep everybody home, but I looked over at the boat ramp yesterday morning. There was no less than 25 trucks over there on a Thursday morning. So everybody's trying to get out there and get them some. I guess they got off early for the holidays or whatever. I've seen many a camper coming down here yesterday. So it'll be quite crowded in the little area. And come on down and get you some.
They're coming to the coast for the most.
That's it. But, Captain Mickey, everything else seems to be going good. I'll get that boat back, and I canceled a couple of trips this week on account of it, and hopefully I get it back before next Wednesday. I got another one. So anyway, whatever it takes to get it fixed, it was time. Yes, sir.
All right. We'll throw out a number. Somebody wants to give you a call.
Yes, sir. They can always call me at 713-208-0683. Happy, Memorial weekend, everybody.
You got
be
it.
Safe.
See
yes,
you,
sir.
Hammer. Take care. All right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about the Belleville Meat Market located right in downtown Belleville. They're a short drive from Sealy on I-10 or Hempstead on 290. They've been owned and operated by the Paupenberger family for over 40 years now. And if you're looking for a great place to have all your wild game processing done or just shop for great cuts of grade A beef, pork, and chicken, you can't beat the quality of the Belleville Meat Market. You know, they process year-round, so if you're hunting, killing anything like feral hogs and exotic animals, take it to the Belleville Meat Market. They never close their processing facility, and it's state-of-the-art. They do a fine job. I've been using them 15 seasons now, and I can't say enough good things about the quality of their product that I've received over the years. You can check them out on the web at Belleville, meatmarket.com, or you can call them at 979-865-5782. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 518 here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Fayette County Reservoir now, and let's check in with Mr. Bob Green this morning, see what's up with him. Bob, good morning. What's going on?
Well, good morning. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good, buddy. It's
finer than frog hair.
Yes, sir. Finer than frog hair.
Boy, I tell you, it was comfortable. These little cool mornings again. Just a light jacket yesterday. Didn't take it off until about, 9 o'clock even.
Right.
Of course, they did miss their prediction on 0.0 winds and 4 mile an hour winds tops yesterday again. So that's just an accepted fact now. You know, it's just that forecast is just not going to be right. But that's fine. I mean, we'll take, 8 and 10 instead of, 20 any day. But all that storm that came through, at least in the Ledbetter area, we didn't get hardly any rain. And the lake got some because it dropped between that and the cooler weather. It dropped the temperature about 3 degrees. Which kind of activated them fish shallow again, and still catching shad on a hook, on a rattle trap or a crankbait or even that little swim bait. Oh gosh, man alive! Why, makes you wonder why they'd even touch anything like that, other than just pure reaction.
It is amazing when there's that much food in the water, and you go, man, I still caught a fish out of this. What's up with that?
And even deep, our biggest fish came out of 16 feet yesterday, and it was six and a quarter, something like that. And that's where the bigger fish are coming from. I mean, it's still good, solid fish, and they're really good shape. But we started out yesterday with a square bill, running between 2 to 5 and moving out a little deeper. But after that crankbait died, we did same old deal. We took that little swim bait and then just plunked it around out there, and they were still picking up the shad that they had wounded. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that's what they're doing, because, every once in a while you'll see one of them come wiggling by trying to get its head down again. But that's how it all started yesterday morning. But about, somewhere around 9, it seemed like it just, we hit that lull.
Right.
In there it's again.
Like switch.
It's like
flip.
A light switch.
Turns off,
yep.
Man, yeah.
But we all, about then, we went ahead and went deep. And I guess about 10 o'clock again, those fish, they started biting again. Might have been earlier than that. I mean, the lull seemed like it seemed like it was 2 hours, but I'm sure it was only like 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
But even during that time, we were still working points and drop-offs. in anywhere from 16 to 20. And we got into a bunch of little old fish. It was just, and you could see them on the graph. You'd see those fish come off the bottom and come up to about 10 feet and just sit there for a little bit. And then they'd disappear. A wall of shad would come through, and then you'd see them, you know, stacked down on the bottom again. And it was just, we were using a Carolina rig on them, and you could not, it's kind of like drop shot. You know how a drop shot, you drop it down.
Right.
You, a lot of times you never feel the bite or anything. You just raise up on it a little bit, and it's there. Well, that's the way they were doing the Carolina rig. They were just holding it in their mouth, and then just if we drifted past it a little bit, or if you took a couple cranks on the reel, you would feel the pressure on it. And sure enough, there'd be a fish on it. And that was it. Now, that fish might not have been, but 9 or 10 inches long, and then you'd catch one that was a pound and a half, 2 pounds. Mm-hmm. We didn't get any big fish earlier. It was later in the morning, you know, close to 11 o'clock when we 10:30, 11 o'clock when we started catching some bigger fish out deeper. Actually, that bigger fish came on a roadbed where two roadbeds came together and crossed, making like a little cross. Which are good areas to fish right now. It's like little highways, some of them roadbeds where they go up and down on hump. That's kind of how our day went. They say water temperature had been around 85, 84, or something like that.
Right.
And when I checked it once, and it was right at 79, 78. Of course, you had more of a southwest wind yesterday than we did anything else. And I don't know, that southwest wind just sometimes goose me up on the way I like to drift a point or a hump or something like that.
But, yeah, it's just kind of the one we go through that here on the coast. You know, you get that wrong wind where you can't set up right. It's just not a wind that's made for our bay system. I understand.
Yeah, it messed with me a little bit, and it just, you know, the water temperature, when you got back over toward mid lake with the west or southwest wind, and you start getting warm water blown over from the discharge area. So it's hard to pinpoint the exact water temperature here. You know, I tried to usually get out in the middle of the lake to give us a good report on water temp, but you know, who knows what that water temp is down there at 15, 16 feet. I'd have to guess at that.
It's going to be cooler, sure.
Yeah.
While those fish are in it.
But that big fish we caught yesterday, you could tell where you know the name of that right there where the egg came out. But anyway, it was real.
Golden opening.
That's it. Golden apple opening.
Golden apple opening.
That thing was, it looked like it had just, you know, started healing up and all. But the fish have a real heavy slime on them right now. I guess they're re-getting their anti-germ gel back on them or something like that.
Yeah, as the water temperatures warm up, they develop that more slime to protect them.
They are. You're talking about slippery. You try to hold one. Of course, I always try to hold them in the lip if the hook's in the right place to where you can do that and not, you know, knock a bunch of it off of them and put them back quick as you can. But I tell you that, you know, you get a fish up here that's over 5 pounds or even, you know, 4.5, 5 pounds. That fish goes where it wants to go. I mean, there's not much you can do about it. They are so powerful, so short and stocky and strong.
Yeah.
That, you know,
those,
oh gosh. Yeah. And if you have somebody in a boat that's not, you know, real, experience. You know, they don't really know how to fight one. You better be ready to, you know, work that trolling motor, keep them, you know, where they keep that fish out away from the boat. So, but I don't know. These fish are just so strong. We were talking about that one yesterday. Just, hey, he's going to go where he wants to go. Just loosen that drag
all
just a little
fish.
Bit. Yeah. And that's all you can do.
That's the biggest
good thing
on
is
my boat. If somebody's on the front and hook a red and it's moving to the back, hey, follow your fish. Don't try to fight him up there because he's going to end up in the prop
Yeah, troll motor to prop.
Yeah.
That's happened to many a time if you didn't, you know, get away from them. So, or if you got one that just can't get the hook set, if you're using a little Zebco 33, then you just kick that trolling motor in high gear and okay, we'll get that hook set, you know.
Okay.
change that 1 pound fish into a 3 pound fish.
You know, and the hardest thing to get people to do is, you know, some know to do it, but they just can't commit to doing it. When you get a big fish up next to the boat and he goes under the boat and wants to go out the backside, if you'll just take your rod and just reel down till you're out of drag and just put your rod straight down in the water as far as you can get it down there and pull back with your thumb on the spool a little bit, that fish will do a 180 and come out from under that boat 9 times out of 10 every time.
Have to remember that, because I don't know how many went under the boat and actually broke surface on the other side of it.
Yeah, they just let them get too far. But when it first enters under the boat, if they'll stick that rod straight down the water and pull back out, that fish will turn around and come back out from under that boat.
Yeah, they get so excited, though, sometimes they don't hear the directions too well. But
no.
Yeah, that goes. Well, we've lost a lot of fish like that. We're running into props and cutting line and stuff like that. There's not a whole lot you can do about it.
Somebody's not real strong, too, that's holding a big redfish like that, they'll lay that rod on the side of the gunwale of the boat, and it'll snap. It becomes a Rice Krispie rod immediately with all that
takes
pressure
that tip.
On it. It's loaded up, and you lay it against that gunwale of the boat. You might as well just break it with your hands, you know, snap it like a twig, because that's what it's going to do every time.
Yeah. Well, I've lost enough rods where they pull it in and hold it straight up over their head.
Oh, high-stick it?
Oh, yeah. That's an instant break.
And that's a kiss of death for a graphite rod.
Yeah. So that happens maybe once. Just some years you get by without it. Usually once, at least once a year, lose one like that. Or I, you know, up there reaching over to get a fish out of the water and put my big butt on the end of one of them, you know, and snap the tip off of it.
Uh-huh.
Little things happen. But, you know, that day I fell in the boat, I managed to miss all the dadgum rod and reels.
Same deal, huh?
You know, once I could breathe again, I checked just to make sure. But all was good. But yeah, fish, you know, here we're near to June, and these fish are still running some shad and stuff like that on the banks. I watched one boy yesterday. He sat there, and he flipped them reeds over there. I don't know how big a fish they were getting out of there, because a lot of those fish are smaller up in there, but he stayed on a little reed point for an hour and a half. And I know he's not going to sit there if he wasn't catching some fish.
He's catching something. He stayed with it that long.
And I know it was a good spot, because it was the point we fished that day. So I know there was some fish in there.
I won't argue that one.
That was a dog bark. That was loud.
I thought it was like an alarm on a vehicle or something. You know,
sounded like it.
Yeah.
But hey, it's good. I just wish, you know, the winds aren't as bad as they were, but you know, just about the time you think you're going to have a really perfect day of no wind or very little wind, you know, and then it comes, sneaks up on you again. But our water's in good shape. It's up, you know, they have kept it up. So, I mean, getting in and out of the boat's no problem. It's right up on top of the dock. Yeah. Now, they're only running, right now, they're running one unit. So that's going to have, you know, it's not going to, this water may not get as hot. So I don't know what they made some kind of a shutdown or something, but there was only one running the last couple of days. And I don't know if they'll shut it off.
They're probably fixing something, getting ready for these rolling blackouts this summer they keep saying.
Oh, yeah.
You know, our guys have everything all above board, and here they are threatening rolling blackouts in the heat of the summer.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, you know, I keep hearing now that, we don't have to worry about them shutting our plants down, because they're going to have they're going to have enough coal now. Coal's going to have to take up for the wind and solar and all that. So I guess our lake will stay there for a while because they're still bringing in lots of coal. You hear the trains coming in and out.
So
of course, I think Fayetteville never lost power during that big long freeze when we had the snow and everything. I think they kept it going. We had the rolling deals like you're talking about.
Boy, I did too. And I never thought this day and age I'd be sitting in my home freezing to death inside with all my hunting clothes on. Going, what is going on? I remember that. People forget, but hey, it could happen again this day and age.
Well, we have 30 minutes off, you know.
That's it. Well, I got to roll on. Somebody wants to call you about coming up to Fayette. Give them some info.
281-460-9200. And y'all have a great FayetteCountyBassFishing.com. Forgot that. Y'all have a great weekend, and we'll pray for all the people that lost children and
That's
family.
That's it, man. Terrible thing. All right, buddy.
All right. Take care. Bye bye.
All right. Well, you know, Texan Roofing, they're the people I trust. Texan Roofing covers Houston and surrounding areas, and Texan Roofing has free estimates on any roof leak repair or replacement. They do residential and commercial, and Texan Roofing has the Better Business Bureau A-plus rating with no complaints ever. They're certified as a GAF Master Elite Shingle Applicator, so they can offer their customers the best material warranties available and, most importantly, a 25-year leak-free warranty. Along with their honest roof inspections, treating customers like family with A-plus installers and A-plus management, these are reasons to call Texan Roofing at 281-391-9600. That's 281-391-9600 or texanroofing.com. That's Texan Roofing, experience you can trust.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It is 4:35 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go down to Matagorda Way now and check in with Captain Tommy Alexander, see what he's up to this morning. Tommy, good morning. What's up?
Good morning, Mickey. What's up?
Not a lot, man. Not a lot.
Not the wind?
not so far. No. It's a little bit out of the west this morning, but that cold front didn't last very long. I can't believe how cool it was yesterday morning and then yesterday afternoon. I'm going, man, is it hot or what? And then I left in my truck to go somewhere, and it was 93 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
I said, man.
Yeah, it was. No, it didn't hang around.
No, and it's not cool this morning. It's rather warm.
Right, we're back at it.
We have all those mornings in the 60s, but we got one morning of it. I guess we'll take what we can get.
Yeah, you know how that is.
Yeah. Well, what's up with you, man? You whacking them and stacking them?
Well, I don't know if I'd say that, but
not hardly.
Maybe bass.
Yeah.
Still catching bass pretty good, but saltwater did have a good day yesterday.
Yeah.
I did not go. I didn't saltwater bass fish yesterday.
Right.
But several people caught them pretty good yesterday. It was a very good day compared to what it has been going.
Well, hopefully Charlie had a good day and boost his confidence a little bit.
Yeah, I did not talk to him. I don't know what he did, but I talked to, I could talk to two other people last night, and they both caught trout and good trout and
good.
It was a good day. Wow. I didn't get home. Actually, I didn't get home till about 12:15 last night.
In the middle of the night?
Yeah. You know me, always.
Where the hell did you go, Choke Canyon?
I went to Coleto Creek.
Did you?
I went to Coleto Creek and fished. I fished the Thursday night tournament on Coleto Creek.
Okay.
And we got second place and big bass.
Awesome. Yeah, that was worth it then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Didn't get home till late. But
boy.
You know me.
I'm rolling you out of the wreck this early. You hadn't even been asleep for 4 hours yet.
I hadn't been asleep. Yeah, probably 3.5 hours.
Boy, welcome to my world, brother.
Yeah. That tournament's, it ends at, weigh-ins at 8:45.
Right.
Well, we stayed to get money and everything. So, you know, by the time I left, I don't even know. It was 10 o'clock, 10:15. By the time I left Boat Ramp at Coleto.
Doesn't that feel good, pulling home, got a check in your pocket?
Got a check, yeah.
That's right, man. That feels
good. I definitely like that. It's a lot better. It's a lot better. Yeah, we
what was your big bass?
It was like 478.
Right.
And then we had it's a three fish, you know, the evening tournament, it's just like Conroe, it's a three fish tournament.
Uh-huh.
So we had a 478 and then we had another one that was like right at four. And then we had one that was just barely a keeper. So I think we had first place big bass and second place big bass, but we missed out on the overall first place just because that one we had was barely a keeper and it hurt us just by enough.
Yeah.
Because that other team, they had like an average of, you know, threes. So
yeah,
all three of theirs, they had like nine and we had like eight something. But, you know, it is, but I think we actually still won the same amount of money as the first place team because we got big bass in second.
The big bass, yeah.
Yeah, we got the big bass. We had the same amount
of
money.
That was the biggest deal in my Trout Master tournament was that big trout pot.
Yeah.
I said, even though you bomb out on the first day, you still got big trout to fish for.
Right.
And you got two days of it, and the big fish are going to take home a ton of cash. And they did.
That's right. And that's what happened. It allowed us, I think we actually won a few dollars more than the first place team just because of second and the big bass, because of the big bass.
Yeah,
but we had a good afternoon.
You win the big fish pot and first place. You're going home with some
then
money.
You got it. All right.
Bud.
But it was good. Good evening. Just tiring. Didn't get home till late. Drove late. All that good stuff.
So, well, hopefully these weather changes and we get some stability. You know, get these winds down.
I know.
Matagorda will get
back
going again.
You know, yesterday was decent weather and you know, they caught them. So
mm-hmm.
that tells you.
Well,
you
that's
know,
encouraging.
Yeah.
I know it's, you know, it's been a tough stretch with all these high winds and stuff for you guys for a while now.
I know. Like I said, I talked to my buddy. He said, "Oh man, he told me what they caught." I said, "Dang, that's good."
Right.
You know, I mean, they probably caught 10 or 11, you know, keepers.
Right.
This year keepers. And probably caught 15 or 20 last year keepers. So.
Right.
That's a pretty good day. We hadn't had a day like that in a while.
Yeah, it's 17 inches, right? 17 to 22?
Yep. 23.
Or 23, yeah.
Yep. And you'd just be surprised how hard it is to catch a trout in between there. Well, right now, anyway.
Yeah.
You forgot about how many inches to work with.
You know, it's kind of like the redfish slot, especially when you're at a tournament. You're going, man. And it's even tighter in Louisiana.
Yeah, it's cut in half. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cut. It's like cutting your redfish in half, cutting it in half, the slot. It's a lot harder than you think. And like I say, you catch a lot of 16-inch trout, you forget about how many we caught that were 16 inches.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, but, I remember when years ago, what trout minimum size was 12 inches.
Oh,
and
yeah.
When they went to 14, everything you were catching was 13 inches. And then they go 15 inches, and everything you're catching, 14 inches.
Yep.
And now we're 17, all your fish are 15 now we're 16 inches.
That's right. and 16 and a halves and everything else. But, yeah, it was very encouraging to hear what some of them caught yesterday down there. So
that's good.
That was good. And the bass bit pretty good, I guess I'd say. We did catch several fish.
Yeah.
We didn't just catch the three we weighed in. We probably caught 10 or 12 bass and something like that. We were fishing kind of for big fish, though. You know how that is. I mean, we were throwing big stuff, fishing for big fish.
Mm-hmm. Going for the big bite.
Yeah, you know, bass fishing, there's definitely a difference. I mean, you can always go to the bank and throw something little and catch 15, 20 bass and have a good time.
Yeah.
But if you're trying to win a tournament, sometimes it's a little different. Just a little different.
Yeah, you got to change horses.
Change up a little bit.
Fish differently. Right. Same way with trout, you know.
Yeah, same way. Same way.
Big one. Same right. deal. That used same to be a good excuse back in the day. Everybody go, you come to the dock and go, man, y'all didn't catch very many. Oh, we were fishing for big ones today.
Big ones. Yeah.
Fishing
that's right.
For big ones.
Fishing for big ones. Quality.
Yeah. Everybody's quality, in the numbers, not quantity. Man.
Yeah.
That's it.
And I do get a lot of people still. I mean, I have a lot of customers that would rather catch a couple big ones versus a bunch of little ones.
Yeah, who wouldn't, you know?
I do. I've got opposite, too. I've got people don't care. They just want to get bites. But I have a pretty good
They want to hit that clicker.
Yeah, they want to hit that clicker.
That's
but
right.
I've got a pretty good group of people that just want to catch good fish.
Right.
don't care too much about big, you know, quantity. Just want to catch big ones.
Right.
And that's fine with me. I like to fish for big
Everybody's
ones.
Different.
Fast too. Yeah.
I'm with you, man. All right, Tommy. Well, sorry I rolled you out of bed after you had a long night, but hey, at least you got money in your pocket this morning.
Yep.
That's a yep. plus.
Yeah, we got us a yeah, no, we got us a check. Actually, they paid us in cash. But,
oh, that's even better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you're going to run right down and report that.
Yeah, that's right.
Claiming on your taxes.
Yeah, all right, buddy. Yeah.
Well, hey, man, if somebody wants to call you about coming down and fishing with you, how do they get a hold of you, Tommy?
Yes, sir. They can look me up online under Tommy Alexander or give me a call or a text at 979-709-8242.
All right, buddy. Well, Tommy, have a good one and stay with it.
I am. Keep on. Just keep going.
That's it, brother. All right. See you,
All
man.
Right.
Take
Later,
care.
Mickey.
All right. Okay, that's Tommy Alexander and Matagorda. Now we're going to run down the coast to South Padre and check in with Brian Brera this morning. Brian, how you doing, man?
Good, sir. How are you doing today?
Oh, it's all good. All good in the hood, brother.
All righty. That's awesome. I just got back from Florida yesterday.
I know it. How was that?
It was good. It was good. I was in Boca Grande slamming tarpon for 2 days straight, going just absolutely hard. You know, I went over there thinking I was going to just get some good relaxing fishing in, and fishing was so fun and so good that we would do our morning trip 7 hours from 5:30 a.m. until, you know, about 1 o'clock or so, and then we'd go home, go to sleep, and then we'd go night fishing in the Boca Grande Pass with another guide, a young go-getter kid, you know, obviously,
right.
If you're going fishing from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Dang.
You know, it's one of them.
What'd
young
y'all
go-getters.
Fish for at night? Snook?
Big tarpon.
Big tarpon at night? Okay.
There's a school of just thousands of tarpon out there in that pass. It's about 80 foot deep, and you're in there just kind of drifting around with the baits down there, hooking up and then pulling them out. There was a crowd of boats out there, even at, you know, midnight.
Dang.
Crowd of like 20 boats doing that Boca Grande thing that they do, you know.
Right.
And that's what we did. It was fun. You know, we were hooking a bunch of tarpon for a first time. The mornings we were on the beach, you know, getting the big pods of daisy chaining fish and stuff, and then, which was really cool.
Right.
Then, you know, evening times we were just out there, you know, in the pitch black pretty much. And the bite was on at nighttime, you know, we were hooking a bunch, you know, I was catching like 3 a night. So,
dang,
it was cool. It was very cool.
Yeah, in a short period of time, that's pretty good.
Oh yeah, I was pretty happy. I'd like to go back again. I still prefer the Everglades as far as tarpon fishing destinations go, but
would you?
But that's a pretty cool spectacle to see that deal there in Boca Grande. You know, obviously you don't like fishing next to 1,500 boats or whatever the heck. It's probably like 20, 30 boats, actually. But,
yeah, they get piled up in that pass, man, and they just – it's a rodeo is all it is. It's pretty crazy.
But it's almost like – it's like organized chaos seeing these guys, because the captains that have been doing it for a long time, they know what they're doing. They hook a fish, and then they haul – they freaking haul Tater out of there and yank the fish out of all the boats, and then you fight it right there. You know, they just cruise forward real fast, like 50, 60 yards, yank it out, and then you start the fights on. Pretty cool method the way that they're doing that, you know, and I'm really the main reason I go there, obviously, is to catch a freaking tarpon, you know, but I really trying to pick everybody's brain over there and learn from these guys that have been tarpon fishing their whole lives, that see them every day, that hook them every day. Stuff like that, so that way I can come home, because I don't see them every day. I don't hook them every day. Our water's not crystal clear like them to be able to see those fish from, you know, 200 yards away in the water.
Yeah.
So trying to learn from these guys and see what they're doing and see what kind of tactics I can bring home and what will work at home, you know, to help improve my game.
Where'd y'all run out of, Charlotte Harbor or where?
Eldred's Marina.
Eldred's, okay.
Eldred's Marina, yeah. Cool.
What was that other one down there? A lot of people ran out. Burnt Store Marina or something like that, it was called.
We were at Winders or something like that for one of them.
Yeah, there used to be one that everybody ran out of called Burnt Store Marina or something. The original, you know, store and everything there in the shop burned down over the years, and they just, that's what they renamed it or something. I don't know.
That's cool. Yeah, I went out of Port Charlotte the last time, but this time we were actually on the island, and man, I thought South Padre Island was small. That's a small island right there.
Yeah, it's pretty narrow strip through there. But it, I remember after Hurricane Charlie, down that peninsula, it cut a pass through there. And there was all these old salt cedars and everything in the water. And that's where we ended up catching our redfish in that tournament we fished down there. And it just opened up a whole new fishing area, and it was good in there.
Yeah, pretty cool deal. I mean, people doing there, I mean, it's a red fishery as well. You know, obviously it's nothing like what we have in Texas.
No.
But they're red fishing and they're catching trout also, you know.
Yeah.
But they're not freaking flopping limits in the boat like everybody around here and getting away with it, you know.
True.
What I mean?
True.
They can't afford that kind of fish. They don't have that kind of fish.
No, it's different. But they got a tarpon fishery.
Yeah, but they've got just a couple miles from those non-existent redfish, they got a school of about 10,000 80-pound tarpon sitting there, so it's not too bad.
No, it's not.
But I won't feel too bad for them.
No, that's...
But there's nothing like this Texas fishery. I tell you, everywhere I go, I come back, and I'm like, man, I love the Lower Laguna Madre more than anywhere.
I'm with you.
I can just do it all. I
can
just do it all,
my friend.
I could do it all here. It's just that the snook are not as big as the only thing, you know. And there's not as much tarpon. I can go and do it all, except for, like, you know, permit and bonefish and stuff. But I'm not too crazy about that. I got everything, you know, redfish, trout, snook, and tarpon. There's my life.
That's it.
There it is.
Not a bad life either.
Yeah. Yep. Give me some Reese's Pieces, a steak, and ice cream, and a bed, and I'm good to go.
I'm with you, my friend.
Yep, so I'm looking forward to it. We'll be back in Florida in October again. Me and my girlfriend are going up there to the Everglades this time, though.
Right.
Like the exact opposite of fishing the Boca Grande Pass.
Oh, yeah, it's totally different.
You look like you're in Costa Rica in the jungle and there's nobody around you or anything. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I'm going to go see if I can fly some silver here in a little bit, though, this morning, see if we can get lucky. I'm back on the grind.
Silver.
Put it in the air. Yep. Put a couple in the air, see what we can do.
Well,
you know, I mean, I've heard the bite been non-existent at our jetties and stuff like that, though, as far as, like, guides going out there and, like, doing guide stuff, like trying to catch redfish and sheephead and all that stuff. You know, I've heard that it's been pretty non-existent because I got extremely crystal clear there for a while, and I guess
did it.
Lots of the fish kind of bailed out that don't like that too much, I guess. I'm not sure.
Well, I think it's probably more bait related. The bait doesn't have, they don't have anywhere to hide, you know, with some off-colored water and streaky water.
Most likely. That's probably it, yeah. I mean, but I know that the fish are there somewhere. They're cruising along them jetty somewhere, probably on the murky side. You know, they've been dredging our inlet a lot.
Yeah.
Well, it's just been chocolate milk for like half the for a certain tide, like the outgoing tide.
Right.
It's just on the outgoing tide, and then the incoming tide brings the ocean water back in, you know. What they're dredging in the middle.
We all dread that dredging, man. It sure messes things up. Boy, it is, man, we had that big project for our ship channel. I don't know how many miles it is, 50-something miles long, you know, from the Gulf inland to Houston, Port of Houston. Man, that widening project, it sure messed up a lot of places in our bay. Changed the currents and all the silt, and it created a lot of dead zones.
You fish down here, so you're familiar with the Cullen Bay area.
Right.
Most likely down here, it's just a big old flat, you know, just used to be loaded potholes, grass, redfish.
Right.
The only place I needed to fish for the first couple of years that I was growing up, and they redredged the channel that borders it, you know.
Right.
Which is the coastal. And, man, they dredged it, and it was a long dredging process, and that thing was silted out and chocolatey for months. Oh. And by the time it all cleared up, the whole ecosystem in that little place changed. It wasn't loaded with potholes anymore. You know, different contours. It had just completely changed it for the worse.
That's a darn shame.
Yeah, and now, like, maybe 5-6 years later, it's kind of getting back to normal, but it's still not this big old, I used to call it Pothole Central. The whole cove was just loaded with just beautiful potholes, and or, you know, you could do a 2-hour drift through that stuff and, you know, just catch some fish and just be nice and comfortable and confident. But nowadays it's not like that. Now you got to hit certain areas because that dredging really messed up the plant life. And now when the plant life grew back, it's almost like there's some invasive plants in there and stuff, you know, see some of that real bushy brown stuff, you know?
Well, unfortunately, that's the world we live in these days. It's
yep, we just make it work around it. Now the redfish hang out behind them little bushy things and stuff sometimes. So we're still catching them, and we're at work.
That'll work, man. Well, Brian, I'm glad you had fun. Had you a good trip. If somebody wants to come down to South Padre and fish with you, give them some info, my friend.
Sure. My phone number is area code 956-755-9413. And my website is inshorefishingsouthpadre.com.
All right, Brian. Have a good weekend and be safe out there. We'll talk to you next week. Catch them up.
Thank you, sir. I'll see you.
All right, thank you, Brian. See you, buddy. All right. All right, that's Captain Brian Barrera in South Padre. It's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.